Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday. Big things here at Tony Curry Radio. I want to get into the World Games a little bit of a frictional debate last night about what's going on with the World Games. I'll get into that in just a few minutes. Don't forget Adapt or Perish. We do Adapt a Gent every single Tuesday. We've got 13 different shows now. I just recorded three different shows yesterday, Dark Side of the Pooch, Mission Minded with Michael Coleman, who is, of course, the CEO of the Montgomery Food Bank. And then, of course, so we also have this wonderful show, Al Cooper, good morning to you. We also have this fantastic show that we do every single Monday as well called Kip Kiefer's Need to Know. Great show. If you've been listening to Kip Kiefer, of course, he's been with the Birmingham Racecourse Casino for years, but he's got his own show, and it's got a little bit of a political stance. I think you'll really like it. Justin Brown, good morning to you. Let's get up soon and smoke a cigar. It's a fantastic show, and of course, you can hear all those shows throughout the entire week on the Tony Curry Radio app. TKR, TKR, download that Tony Curry Radio app, and I promise you're going to love all the classic rock and roll and 13 different shows. Then, of course, if you miss any of the shows, go to Spotify and search Tony Curry Radio. That's Curry with a K, and Buddy Little, good morning to you. And you can listen to all of our shows, well over 200 different podcasts on demand. So I went down. It's weird. Two things that I'm getting a little cynical about, and as I get a little older in my life, I try to be more understanding, more compassionate, try to be cynical, but you live life a little longer and you know how things work. So when the USFL thing was coming back to town, I was like, are we going to do this again? Are we going to do another summer league? We support football around here in the South, but usually the league is the thing that doesn't last. Well, this year it turned out pretty good. The USFL, of course, crowned the Birmingham Stallions as their world champs. And it looks like, because of the TV coverage and the partnerships with NBC Sports and also, of course, the fine folks at Fox, it looks like it's going to come back. And so I've been pleasantly surprised. Now, there weren't a ton of people down at the Protective Stadium to see that, but it was nice to be able to see all eight teams play in one area, and now they're going to expand a little bit. So, when the World Games was announced 7 years ago, I was kind of like, okay, now, you have to remember, Tony Page, good morning to you. You have to remember, I've been to four Olympics. I've been to the big dogs, went to Barcelona, went to Albertville, went to Lillehammer, went to Atlanta. It is unlike any sporting event you'll ever be in. I know that you got Auburn, Alabama, and you got college football, and it's king down here. But to see how the world responds to something like an Olympics, it's just an amazing thing. It's like you can finally let your guard down a little bit. You can finally allow our cultures to be in this melting pot and all get along and enjoy each other's different cultural differences. It's just great. So when the World Games decided to come to town, I thought this is going to be pretty interesting. Well, 2 weeks ago, it was going to be stinking hot. It's going to be scattered out all over the city. They're going to be closing roads down, blah, 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 blah. And I got to tell you something, man. I have been pleasantly surprised just how great the World Games have not only looked on television, but in person. I went down to Protective Life Stadium to the drone thing the other day. I went to Legion Field. Of all the places to go, and I've been to Legion Field a million times. Why in the hell would I be going back down the old gray lady? Well, I did, to watch some flag football, and it was fantastic. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Thought they did a great job. And it's the little things. There's some little architecture at each individual event. I know there's been some sellouts. The sumo thing, parkour sold out at Sloss Furnaces. So kudos to not only Gene Hallman, of course, everyone who's been associated with the World Games, but everyone on each individual site making it unbelievable. I've been just John Sherman. I've just been pleasantly surprised. You know, Birmingham in Alabama is at the bottom of a lot of different things, and people are super critical down here, and even people that live here are critical of their own city. So when we do things right, man, you got to stand up and applaud for yourself, and Birmingham's doing a great job in the World Games, and I hope that the rest of the country and the rest of the world see this. The amazing thing is how many people are coming from Italy and Spain and Guatemala and Panama and Germany and France, and they're all coming in saying, man, this is fantastic. Now, you know, they're probably a little excited to be out of their own country, and they're seeing cultural differences around here, and whenever you go somewhere different, it's always super cool. But they generally believe that Birmingham's a great place. They think it's super cool. They think it's easy to navigate. The city walk has been fantastic. And thank goodness, I can't believe I'm saying this, for the pandemic, because without COVID, we wouldn't have had an extra year to get things ready and make sure everything was going to be completely done. So just kudos to Birmingham. Man, the BJCC has been redone. We got Protective Life Stadium. We got the City Walk. We got some really good things happening in the Birmingham area right now. And I've lived here since 1988. Didn't think I'd ever see it. Now, with that being said, I didn't want to throw this out, but a good friend of mine, Jimmy, reached out to me yesterday after I posted something about the World Games and was kind of pitching a fit because a lot of businesses are getting killed. A lot of local businesses are being killed because of street closures. He mentioned Top Golf. He mentioned Buffalo Wild Wings downtown. They're saying they're having the slowest week of their entire year. I get that. I understand that. And whenever you have something that is, we did it with city stages. Anytime you have something with mass appeal in a large area of town where you have to close things down, local businesses are going to be affected, and I understand that. But you hope that those local businesses who may get hammered right now for the next 10 days can at least get, we want people to get downtown. We want people to see the uptown area. I know uptown's getting hurt too. That's what I'm hearing. I don't know for sure, but that's what I'm hearing. But I hear a lot of local places that really thought this was going to be a boom for them is not turned into that way because we got food trucks. We got all these kiosks. We got people love eating food off the street. You go to the City Walk and there's restaurant after restaurant. People are selling cupcakes and beers and all kinds of stuff. And I understand from a local standpoint, some local businesses are getting hurt and they thought it was just going to be a boom for them because there's going to be all these different people. There's going to be a $250 million financial boom for the Birmingham area, and a lot of local bars and restaurants aren't feeling that bump. Scotty Trucks, good morning to you. So I understand that, but realize that we are bringing a lot of new people in. We're getting people downtown. They're exploring some new different areas. I mentioned, you know, to a friend of mine yesterday, when was the last time you even just walked around downtown Birmingham? It's great. The City Walk area is safe. It feels really, really good. It's really cool. Now, I don't know what it's going to look like after World Games. But if you are one of those local businesses that's taking a hurting, continue to obviously help your local businesses. We realize that. We know you're going to be there. I don't think Top Golf's going to be closing because World Games has taken any of their business. Nor do I think the Buffalo Wild Wings is going to hurt. Buffalo Wild Wings has got a great brand. We love there. I eat there all the time. I know the place is going to be rocking. But for the meantime, a lot of local businesses. And I think a lot of people are scared going downtown because we keep being told about all these local streets and all these streets being closed. It's just there's not that many streets closed. And you can take trams all over the place. They did a great job. Great job. Anyway, I hope you have a good time. I'm going to go see some Frisbee. What's it called? Frisbee, competitive Frisbee throwing? I want to go see that. I want to go see the pilot canoping. A couple things I want to see. So that'd be pretty quick. All right. Have yourself a wonderful day. Make sure you download the TKR app, TKR through Android or Apple. Listen to the Tony Curry Radio app. It's classic rock 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, along with 13 different great shows. We got Dark Side of the Pooch. We got Adapter Parish from Adaptogen on Tuesday. We got Mission Mino with Michael Coleman. We got Live Wire Wednesday going on tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing. We're going to have that show going on. We have Austin Hanks, Blues Almighty, brand new show going on tomorrow. Damon Johnson, who I just saw posted three new tortoise shell guitar pick packages you can buy. This is great. Mike Dennis, good morning to you. That's fantastic. That show goes on every Friday at noon and 8. We have When in Rome with Stuart Rome. A great show. Makes you look good, feel good, and sound good. A great hybrid show. You can listen to that show 1 and 7 on Friday. Need to Know with, of course, our good friend Kip Kiefer. A great 30-minute show, man. He likes to push some buttons. I love that. I love that about Need to Know. And, of course, you can check out all these shows on Spotify at Tony Curry Radio. Not to mention, of course, a couple more shows we're working on right now. One called Wide Awake Wake, which I think is going to be very interesting. We'll have that coming up here next couple of weeks. Check it out. Get it done. Thank you so much for watching this morning. Back again tomorrow morning. Curry and Claypo on Thursday morning. And a full week of great shows right here on Tony Curry Radio. I love you.